I wanted to make a correction and hosafa to what we said about lo sachanim. We mentioned that there's a big machlokas in the Rishonim about to whom the isser of lo sachanim apply. According to the Rashba, it sounds like dafka ovdei avodah zarah. According to other Rishonim like Tosos, it sounds like all gayim. And I think that there's a third shita. We developed this, but I want to expand a little bit in the Rambam as well as the Beis Yosef. Seems that the Rambam is mechalek between two out of the three things prohibited when it comes to the Isser of Lo Sechanim. Because when it comes to, let's take a step back to a question we asked earlier. The Rambam in Hilchos Melachim, Perek Yud, Halach Yud Beis, writes that we should support non-Jews, Goyim, and not just because of a concession, because of Eva or Darkei Shalom, but this is a positive thing inherently. The Rambam writes, V'chein yirah li shenohagin im geirei toshav b'derech eretz u'gil chasadim ki Yisrael, sh'en mitzuvim l'chiyoso, sh'nemar l'ger she'er b'sharech atidna v'ochala, b'zeh shem u'chacham yamein kumon shalom b'gayim, lo b'ger toshav. Afilu ha'gayim. So note over here, very important, the Rambam says Goyim. And I believe the Rambam is always meduyuk when he uses the word Goyim versus Goyim of Dei Avodah Zarah or the like. So it would seem that here he's not talking about Dei Avodah Zarah, and that will be obvious in just a moment. I feel Goyim. Tzivu chachamim levakir choleim levakir meiseihem im meisi Yisrael. Lefarnes aniyem bechlal ni Yisrael. Mepnei darkei shalom. Harei namar, tov Hashem lakol, v'acham avol kol masav. V'namar drachai darkei noam, v'chol nisposei ha-shalom. So clearly the Rambam holds that when it comes to Goyim, even though they're not Geri Toshav, we should be like HaKadosh Baruch Hu and be generous and kind to them. We should visit their sick and bury their dead and support the needy. Now, the question, of course, is why isn't this a violation of Lo Sechanim? After all, doesn't Lo Sechanim teach us that we can't give them anything? So the answer is that the Rambam in Hilchos Avodah Zarah is mechalik between two different things. When it comes to Goyim Ovdei Avodah Zarah, the Rambam tells us that Lo Sechanim teaches us that it's aser l'rachim aleihem. Shenemar, the Lo Sechanim, l'fikach em ra'a Goy, Oved Avodah Zarah, Oved Otomei Benahar, Lo Yalanu, Ra'u Lakuach Lamos, Lo Yatzilanu. So that's when it comes to Goyim Ovdei Avodah Zarah. So obviously, it doesn't make sense that with respect to the same population, there would be a mitzvah l'rachim aleihem and an isser l'rachim aleihem. The answer is, as is clear from the words of the Rambam, we're talking about two different populations. One is Ovdei Avodah Zarah, and one is non-Ovdei Avodah Zarah. Now, the non-Ovdei Avodah Zarah, like the Rambam makes clear, aren't Geri Toshav, but they're non-Ovdei Avodah Zarah, and therefore we should be kind and generous. That's what the Rambam writes. Now, Ad Kan, the Rambam, so there's no stira. But what about the Isser of Lo Sechanim? Does that apply to Goyim or just Ovdei Avodah Zarah? So it's clear for the Rambam that that Isser does apply not just to Goyim Ovdei Avodah Zarah, but even to Stam Goyim. How do I know this? Because in Perek Yud of Hilchos Avodah Zarah L'Chadalad, he tells us that the Isser applies to Goyim, and it's even more explicit in the Rambam elsewhere. And we mention this, the Rambam in Hilchos Zechiyo Matana tells us, this is Zechiyo Matana, Per Gimel, Halach Yud Aleph. Asher Lishrael, Litein, Matnas Chinam L'Goy. Aval Nosein, L'Ger Toshav. Matnas Chinam is asher to give to a Goy. Not just to a Goy Ovid Vodazara, but to a Goy. So now I have a stira. See, I don't understand. Because on the one hand, he tells us that the Isser of Lo Sechanim only applies to Goyim Ovdei Avodah Zarah. On the other hand, the Isser giving a free gift applies to all Goyim. Moreover, how could it be that there's a mitzvah l'rachem, and at the same, there's a mitzvah l'rachem, l'vakera cholehem, and at the same time that there's that mitzvah, it's asur lasis manas chinam. So the answer is that the Rambam, once again, is being extremely medioc, because the Rambam thinks that the isur manas chinam is not because of los chanim. Nowhere does the Rambam say that the isur of matnas chinam is because of los chanim. What is the isur? So let's go back to Rambam Hilchos Avodazar Pek Yod Halacha Dalet. First of all, he tells us that you can't be mocher karka. Why? Because it says los chanim. Then he says it's asur l'shabchan. Why? Because los chanim. And both of those apply to gaye of the Avodazar. Then the Rambam says v'asur liten lan matnas chinam avonosin huleger toshav shenemar leger shetidana v'chala o machor l'nachri v'mechira. So the source for the Isser Matnas Chinam, the Rambam does not say is from Los Chanim, because indeed, if it was from Los Chanim, it would only apply to Gaya of Devot Zara, like the Rambam already told us in the other halachos. Rather, the Isser to give Matnas Chinam comes from a different pasuk, and the pasuk there distinguishes between a Nachri and a Ger Toshav. So Nachri in that context applies to all Gaya, not just of Devot Zara. And the logic is very simple. Why is it that I have a mitzvah to be mefarnes them, to be mevaker choleim, but an iser matnas chinam? Because matnas chinam is an act of friendship, of camaraderie, of love, of closeness. And those are feelings that we share with Jews. Those are feelings which we share, according to the Rambam, with Ger Toshav, but not with a stam guy. But they are humans. And of course, therefore, we should support their needs. So if they're sick, we should visit them. If they need burial, we should bury them. If they're needy, we should be mefarnes them. That is avada a mitzvah. But to give them a matnas chinam? No. That the Rambam says no. And whenever the Rambam talks about the iser of leisachanim, he never talks about matnas chinam in that context. In Hilchos Avodah Zarah, in the Sefer Mitzvos LaRambam, leisase nun, in the Pirush Mishnayos, in Hilchos Avodah Zarah, Perak Aleph, Maseches Avodah Zarah, Perak Aleph. So it turns out then, according to the Rambam, that we have three dargos. We have Ode Avodah Zarah. The Rambam tells us the din about them is lo malin v'lo maridin. We have stam gayim that aren't Ode Avodah Zarah, not Ger Toshav either. We're mefarnes in osam, because it says tovashem l'kol. And then we have Ger Toshav, that we're mitzvah l'achyosam. For them, there's no iser matnas chinam. We're merapin, osam b'chinam, and the like. And this, in fact, is the shita of the Beis Yosef. And you see it in three different places. The Beis Yosef keeps on saying the same thing. First of all, the Rambam, the Beis Yosef says it in the beginning of Perek Yod, of Hilchos Avodah Zarah, where he says that this is halacha base. Umedivrei Rabbeinu, shehizkir, b'chol ze oved avodah zarah, mashmash, emeinu oved avodah zarah, motor l'arpos uschar, b'chin alos u menaber. In other words, this din of lo sechanim only applies to oved avodah zarah. If they're not oved avodah zarah, you could be merapi them b'schar. Not b'chinam. B'chinam is only ger toshav and b'nei Yisrael. Why? Because being merapi b'chinam is begeder lach yosam. It's a din in friendship, camaraderie. So the Rambam, the Beis Yosef tells us, has these three dargos. Ger Toshav, then Merapin Oso B'chinam. Gai, Shein Oved Avodazara, Merapin Oso B'schar. Gai Oved Avodazara, Lomalin V'lomaridin. The Kes Mishnah says this at the end of Perek Yud and Halach Vav. There the Rambam is talking about selling land in Eretz Yisrael and the like, and the Ravid says that he thinks that this din doesn't apply in to Gayim who aren't Oved Avodah Zarah. And the Kesef Mishnah says the Rambam agrees. The Kesef Mishnah says the Rambam agrees. L'das Rabbeinu Nera Lomar Dinach Kanami. She'en me'atzmo kibbe lov she'en mitzvos. She'en monin oso mi'yeshivas aretz. V'lo ba lomar ela she'en based in mekablin oso. The Rambam, when he says over there, nowadays we don't have Ger Toshav, it means we're not mekabel them as Ger Toshav, but they're allowed to live in Eretz Yisrael. Again, so we have these three dargos. And this is also the Shita, the Kesef Mishnah of the Beis Yosef. Beis Yosef writes very clearly in Yerodeya when describing the dinam of Lo So the Torah writes, also liten manas chinam ovid avodah zarah, avomotah liten l'ger toshav, sherei mitzvah lach yoso. And the Beis Yosef is very bothered. There's a stira in implications. Mashkas Rabbeinu, also liten manas chinam ovid avodah zarah, lav lafuki ish me'elim, alafuki ger toshav, dahainu shekibel alav, shav mitzvah me'noach. B'zeo shan mitzvah lach yoso. Aval shar gayim, kulam din echad lahem. When it comes to the mitzvah lo sechanein, of giving, sorry, when it comes to the iser of giving a matnas chinam, so that iser applies to all goyim. It's only mutter for gevurah toshav. It's not just ovdei avodah zarah. Earlier, I thought that's a stira to what he says in a Kesef Mishnah. I didn't understand, but now I understand the answer is pashat. Because the Rambam doesn't think that matnas chinam is out lo sechanim. If the basis of the iser lo sechanim of giving a matnas chinam was only lo sechanim, then you're right. Then it would only apply to ovdei avodah zarah. But the Rambam consistently tells us that it's not atz loy sechanim. Rather, it's because of the other pasuk, l'ger shatit b'sharecha, where the pasuk contrasts nachri to ger toshav, and therefore it applies to all goyim. So there's no stir at all in the Beis Yosef, and that's his mahalich in the Rambam. So that is point one. Point two is a point we made earlier, but I want to amplify it a little bit. According to the Gemara, the Pashutan Gemara, not like the Rambam perhaps that we just said, but the Pashutan Gemara, so as we've noted, there are three aspects of the mitzvah. And the question we need to figure out is, to which of these three dinim do we say that the iser isn't violated if we benefit? So now, everybody agrees that there's no problem of giving a gift if I benefit, the Isser Matnas Chinam. However, that may simply be because it's not a gift, it's like a mechira. If this is the case, and we can't extrapolate from here to any other case, we would say that, yeah, when it comes to Matnas Chinam, so Makira is mutter, because it's a mechira, it's not really a Matnas Chinam. It's limited to that din. But as we saw, there are many sources that indicate that the prohibition of Laisitin Lamchein is also waived when we benefit. This explains why the Gemara permits when we're Mishabeach Hashem. Many poskim, as we've seen, say it's permitted when it's a form of Hakar Satov. Some permit it when praising teaches us a lesson, such as the manners we learned from the Persians. Some explain this is how Rambam explained praised Aristotle. And however, it's not obvious that we should be able to, what's the source for this? You could say that the source is from the fact that the Gemara says it's mutter when you're Mishabeach Hashem. But that is not an obvious source, because you could have said that's only okay because then you're not giving chen to goyim, you're simply praising Hashem. Remember, the stories in the Gemara, they didn't even say how nice the Ovedes Kol Chavim was. They simply said, Marabu Maasech Hashem, or Baruch Shekach Lo Balamo. But maybe another place in Chazal where you might see this is very interesting. The permissibility to do Hashem Saveda for Kiddush Hashem. And you could ask, why isn't that Leisachanim? When I picked up the Aveda Sakum, it's ostensibly mine. So I'm allowed to give it back, even L'Shem Kiddush Hashem. It's a Isser Leisachanim. The answer is, like we said, that when a good thing is coming out of it, in this case, Kiddush Hashem, then there is no Leisachanim. However, if you understood the narrow understanding, if you accept the narrow understanding of Makiro from Matnas Chinam, like we said before, that it's just not a matana, then this wouldn't be true. Now, the reason why all these kulos applies, let's assume it is for the first two things, it's like the Chazon Ish says, because the basis of this iser is because of the regesh hachanina. And that's why kavana makes a big difference, because when it's not because of a regesh of chanina, it's going to be mutter. So if my kavana is kiddush Hashem, or kasach tov, or shevach Hashem, or self-interest, or learning a lesson, then it's not lo sechanim, because there's no regesh chanina. That's why the Chazon Ish says that it applies to the first two categories, but not the third. Why is the third category different? Because the third category has nothing to do with regesh chanina. It has to do with an objective iser of giving them land. Thus, he believed that selling them land for the purposes of heter mechira is totally aser. This is in Chazon Ish vias Simon Chav Dalet Oz Dalet. But Linyan Chanai Bakarka Ain Chilok, the Nasinas Chain, Aina Elabi Regesh Achanina. Aval lo bedoresh tovas atzmo. Aval chanaya bekarka mitzios shel oved vodazar al admas Yisrael bekinyan sanoi lefnei makom. B'chol shekana karka v'hi shelo harei oved vodazar chona al karka ha'aretz. V'gan lo ninatar l'shurim v'chol nachri shemachar lo over belav. Af lefi ros einenu eno misaches ba. Now, obviously, in the case of selling land, just getting money isn't going to permit it because every mechira you get money. But as we saw before, there's some poskim that disagree with the Chazon Ish, and they say that if there's a regular gain or some type of significant gain, then it's going to be mutter. We saw that is the shita of Rav Kook, who derives it from the Ran by the din of the Olamam Tavodu. Now we noted that's not an obvious jump at all. Maybe this heter only applies, like the Chazon Ish says, for the first two applications. In fact, that's the precise view that the Chazon Ish was balafuke. And we noted, though, at least there's one Rishon that holds it this way. And the question is there other support? Now, support for the Chazon Ish emerges from the Rambam, who writes that the purpose of the prohibition of selling land is to prevent them from settling our land. The Rambam writes, Hilchos Vodazar Perkut al Chadalid, She'im lo yeh lahem karka yeshivasa yeshiva sarai. So that sounds like the Chazon Ish. In other words, our interest is that they have yeshiva sarai, and that would limit it. On the other hand, you could also say fakert from that Rambam. Since the purpose is for Yeshiva Eretz Yisrael, so if selling them land is going to help support Yeshiva Eretz Yisrael, let's say, for example, you think that through the Heter Mechira there's going to be an increase of Yeshiva Eretz Yisrael, then things would be different.